Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Samech. Today's daf is being studied La'ilu Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam and Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanihim Began Eden. Amen. We are starting from the Mishnah on Nun Tet Amud Bet. It is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. HaPesach sheshachato shelo lishmo. You have a Korban Pesach that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, that the shechita was done not l'shem Korban Pesach. So what was done for? The guy had in mind when he slaughtered it, l'shem shelamim, for the sake of a Korban shelamim. The kibel, and he receives the blood. That's one of the avodot. You have a keli and you receive the blood. Ve'alach, and then he walked the blood to the mizbeach. Ve'zarak, and he threw the blood on the mizbeach. Shelo lishmo, also not lishma, meaning he didn't do those services l'shem pesachim, but he did them l'shem shelamim. Now, these are the four major avodot services that a Korban Pesach can become pasul if the wrong kavanah is done. There is shechita, there would be kabbalah, holacha, and zirika. Now, the Mishnah continues. O lishmo v'shelo lishmo, or let's say he had a dual kavanah. Now the Gemara is going to explain, is this dual kavana on one of the services? Which is on one service he had two kavana, meaning he started off l'shmo, meaning l'shem Pesach, and then he was l'shem Shelamim in one service. Or does it mean in one service he was l'shmo and in another service he was shelo l'shmo? That will wait for the Gemara. Or the opposite, shelo l'shmo v'lishmo. Or he started off shelo l'shmo, meaning l'shem shelamim, and then he went l'shmo. Either way, pasul. And the Gemara Mishnah explains, ketzad l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo. What's the case where a guy has dual kavanah, l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo? L'shem Pesach u'shem shelamim. Shelo l'shmo v'lishmo. What's the opposite? L'shem shelamim v'lishem Pesach. Now she says, why is it pasul? Tichtiv zevach Pesach hu, sheteh zevichato l'shem Pesach. Which means these korban, Pesach must be brought, the zevichah, the slaughtering must be brought l'shem Pesach. L'me'ute nishchat shelo l'shmo. Now it comes to exclude a case of shelo l'shmo. So from the Mishnah, if there's any shelo l'shma in the Pesach at all, it already posels. It doesn't matter what came first. If the Kavanah was Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, or Shelo Lishmo and Lishmo, it is going to be Pasul. And now we go to the Gemara, and this Mishnah will become much clearer as the Gemara will elucidate on these cases. Ba'e Rapapa. Rapapa, question. Ba'avoda achat tenan, or b'shte avodot tenan? So that's the first question of the Gemara. This, what we just said at the end of the Mishnah, where the guy had a dual kavanah, is it in one service? Meaning, for example, in shechita alone, he was lishma and shelo lishma? Or does it mean b'shtei avodot? Meaning, in the shechita, let's say he was lishma, and then in the kabbalah, he was shelo lishma. And the Gemara explains both options. Ba'avodah achatnan, if you say it's in one service, then the Mishnah would be following Rabbi Yosei, the Amar that says, Av pigmar devarav adam nitpas. If you remember, we learned the Shita of Rabbi Yosei, That was in Masechet Temura, where Rabbi Yosef said that when a person makes two statements, you also take his second statement seriously. Adam nitfas af besof devarav. When he makes two statements, the second statement is not a retraction of the first statement necessarily, but it's also included in his kavanah. And therefore, in a case where a person was in one service, lishma and shelo lishma, you have to take the shelo lishma into effect. Because Rabbi Yosef says, Adam nitfas besof devarav. And therefore, since it was shelo lishma besof devarav, so therefore he had kavanah l'shem shelamim. Be no good. And that's what the Mishnah says, pasul. So if you say it's ba'avoda ahat, you have to say the author of our Mishnah would be who? Rabbi Yosef, that says Adam nitfas besof devarav. However, de'ir Rabbi Meir ha'amar tefus l'shon rishon. If you remember, Rabbi Meir is the one that said no. You take what came out of his mouth first. And therefore, since in this case over here, he said lishma, and then shelo lishma, we pay no attention to the shelo lishma. Because tfos lashon nishon. So if it was in one service, according to the Bimi Eid, it would be actually kasher. Now, let's review the source of the machloket between the Bimi Eid and the Bimi Yosef. You remember, it was in the second Temura, by the case where Purden says, Harezu Temurat Ola Temurat Shelamim. Right, the person has an animal in front of him. And he comes along and says, I'm exchanging this animal for an Ola, for a Shelamim. Rabbi Meir said very clearly, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Therefore, you transfer the Kedusha to the another animal, becomes an Ola only, and that's it. You don't pay attention to what he said secondly. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, Tfos Af Lashon Acharon. And therefore, what do? So he said, you take this animal, the animal that you are transferring, and you let it graze until it becomes a Baal Mum. You sell the proceeds after it becomes a Baal Mum, and you buy an Ola, and you buy a Shelamim. Because he holds Af Tfos L'shon Acharon. And the guy said that is a Temurat Ola, Temurat Shelamim. So therefore, if you say that our Mishnah is going in one case, meaning Ba'avoda Achat, and the Mishnah's deen is what? Pasul must be following who? The Biyoseh. Because the guy in our Mishnah said what? Lishma v'shelo lishma. If the lo lishma is lashon acharon, Mishnah says pasul, that must be Rabbi Yosef. That's one option. The Gemara continues. Odilma b'shte avodot tenan va'afilu l'Rabbi Meir de'amar tfos lishon rishon hanimi le'ba'avoda achat ava b'shte avodot mode de'mifsal. Or your other option is no. That our Mishnah of Lishma and Shelo Lishma, the Kavanah, is to be in two separate Avodot. Example, in Shechita he was Lishma, in Kabbalah he was Shelo Lishma. Now, that would be even Pasul according to Rabbi Meir. Because when did Rabbi Meir say, Tfos Lishon Rishon? That's in one Avodah. But in two separate Avodot, each one stands alone. Because each Avodah is considered a separate entity, and it's integral in the service. And therefore, if a person was, let's say, lishma by the shechita, and shelo lishma by the Kabbalah, Rabbi Meir will say, pasul. Because that shelo lishma is not a tfot lashon acharon, that's lashon rishon as well, by Kabbalah. So therefore, that's basically the question. If you say it's ba'avoda achat, the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. If you say it's b'shte avodot, the author even can be Rabbi Meir. So comes the Gemara and says, Amre was said, Ahiya. Where was Rav Papa's question asked? It was Rav Papa that asked, Avodah achat or shte avodot? Which case of the Mishnah? Which case of the Mishnah was he asking on? Inema, if you're going to tell me, Ashelo Lishmo, Vilishmo, if it's going on the second case, where the guy started off Shelo Lishma, again, let's remind ourselves, whenever it says Shelo Lishma, means Lishem Shelamim. right? That he didn't do it to Lashem Pesach, but Lashem, a regular Korban Shelemi. If it's going on that case, Ashelo Lishmo Vilishmo, Ben Ba'avoda Ahat, Ben Beshte Avodot, Ben Rabbi Meir, Ben Rabbi Yoseh, Efsale Mekamaita. Already it's going to be pasul according to everybody from the inception. Meaning, if the guy started off shalom lishma on the shechita, finish, it's over. Which means everybody's going to agree it's pasul. There's no question whether you hold like Rabbi Meir that says tfos lishon lishon, finish, it's obvious according you're out. According to the B.O.C. also, bottom line, he just says af tfos lishon aharon, but tfos lishon lishon yetofes. And therefore the shechita was done Shalom Lishma, and therefore there's no Sheila. But by that case over there where you started off Shalom Lishma and Shaita, according to everybody, it's going to be Pasu. Dehal Rabbi Yoseh Nameh Af Pigmar Devarav Adam Netfas Itle. Which means, exactly, the B.O.C. holds Af Pigmar Devarav, soft Devarav, meaning even soft Devarav, but he agrees, Tehilat Devarav, as well. And therefore, in that case, even if it was in one avodah, meaning let's say it was all in shechita, according to the Bimeir, vaday pasul, because you started off shalom lishma, tfos lashon lishon. According to the Bimeir, still pasul. Why? Because it's af tfos lashon acharon, but tfos lashon lishon as well. And therefore lashon lishon was what? Shalom lishma. So there is no she'ela when it's on the sefa of the Mishnah, where you started off shelol lishma and then came to lishma, whether it's in one avodah, and certainly if it's in two avodot, ben Rabbi Yoseh, ben Rabbi Meir, pasul. So the papa cannot have any dilemma in that case. Ela alishmo v'shelol lishmo mai. So must be his dilemma was on the resha of the Mishnah, on the case where the guy started off lishmo and then became also said shelo lishmo. And what was his dilemma again? Is it on one avodah, and that would be davka lishitat Rabbi Yoseh, that says tfos lishon rish acharon, or is it even b'shte avodot, and it can be even according to Rabbi Meir? Mai, that's the question. So now what the Gemara is going to basically do is go through a series of tashemas to try to prove that it's going on avodah ahat, on one service, and the Gemara is going to reject the tashemas, the proofs. That's the style that is coming up. Again, the style is going to be trying to prove it's avodah ahat, therefore the Mishnah would be going like Rabbi Yoseh. Tashema ha-pesach sheshachato shelo lishmo. Okay, now this tashema actually comes from a direct quote from our Mishnah. The Pesach that was slaughtered shelo lishmo, meaning you did it l'shem shelamim, v'kibel v'halach v'zarak shelo lishmo, and the other services were also done l'shem shelamim. So the Gemara says, hechidame, we want to know exactly what this case is. Inema kediktani, if it's as the Mishnah states, which means the Mishnah's mashma, all four services were done shelo lishmo. Meaning, it was the shechita, and then the kabbalah, and then the holacha, and then the zedika. Well, if that's the case, that all four were done shelo lishma, lama li ad mehashev likulehu. Why did you have to be shelo lishma on all of them? Mekamaita ifsile. Already, once the shechita was shelo lishma, it's enough. Which means if you're learning the Mishnah is where all four were done, shelo lishma, that's superfluous. For the Qurban to be pasul, it's enough once the shechita was done, shelo lishma. I don't care what you do with the subsequent three avodot. So it's hard to interpret the Mishnah to mean that you did shechita shelo lishma, followed by kabbalah shelo lishma, followed by zirika shelo lishma, holakah shelo lishma, followed by zirika shelo lishma. You don't need that case. That's overkill. It's not necessary. From the first avodah shelo lishma, it's pasul. So that cannot be the interpretation of the Mishnah. So what is? Ela lav hachi ketan. Ela must be like this. HaPesach sheshachato shelo lishmo, the Pesach that you made shechita shelo lishma, iname, or, that's the key, read into the Mishnah an or, ששחטו לשמו, you made שחיטה לשמה, וקיבל והלך וזרק שלא לשמו. And you did the other services שלא לשמה. אינה משחטו וקיבל והלך לשמו, וזרק שלא לשמו. Which means, basically it's or, either you did the first service, שלא לשמה, and the subsequent לשמה, or the first two, lishma, and the subsequent shalom lishma, which means it's not through all of them. All of them, vadai, it's not a sheila. Ela, it's o ketani. Which means, even if you did one of the services, shalom lishma, since those are the four primary avodot of a korban, the Mishnah is telling you even one out of four, it is going to be pasul. So the Gemara says, da'av yala shte avodot, which means, it's in two different avodot, which means you were lishma in one, and you were shelo lishma in another. That's clear. So the Gemara says, "Ema sefa." Well, I'll bring you now the sefa, which is the second part of the Mishnah, lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Now let's go to the second part of the Mishnah, where the guy had dual kavana. The first part of the Mishnah was all different avodot. One he was lishma, and one he was shelo lishma. So clearly the beginning of the Mishnah, according to this Gemara, is two avodot. So the Gemara says, ah, ema sefa. Now I'll ask you a question from the sefa. Where the guy was lishma and shelo lishma. Hechidame, what's the case? Inema b'shte avodot. If you're going to tell me it's in two avodot, meaning, in shaita he was lishma, and in kabbalah he was shelo lishma, haynu resha. We discussed that already in the resha. The Resha already gave me a case of two avodot, where one you were lishma and one you were shelo lishma. So therefore the sefa is not coming to repeat the Resha. Ela la v'avodah achat v'rebi yosei. Ela must be, the chidush in the sefa is that he was lishma and shelo lishma in one avodah. And the chidush is what? Tfos lashon acharon. Like Rabbi Yosef, and that's why it is Pasul. So the Gemara is a proof positive how the Mishnah must be talking about one Avodah. Resha is two Avodot, Sefa one Avodah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Damar Af Gemar Devarab Adam Netfas. Good. End of proof. Gemara says, Lo. No proof. Le'olam b'shte Avodot. Really, I'll tell you, the sefa, where the guy was lishma, and shelo lishma, it's also shtei avodot. Oh, so we had a question. That was the resha. V'resha, deka'e b'shchita, veka mehashe b'shchita. Iname ka'e b'zrika, veka mehashe b'zrika. I mean, the resha is a straight up case. The guy was doing the shechita, and he's having kavanah during the shechita, lishma. Oh, he's, or shelo lishma. He's doing the zirika, and he's having kavanah during the zirika, either lishma or shelo lishma. But the kavanah is for the act that he is involved in. And the chidush of the Mishnah is telling you that even if one of the four avodot were done, shelo lishma, pasul. However, sefa, deka'e b'shkita, v'kahashiv b'zirika. The guy's doing the shekita, lishma, but at the time of the shechita, he's thinking, I'm going to do the zirika shelo lishma. Which means at the time of one service, he's thinking already about another service that he's going to subsequently do shelo lishma. The Gemara says, De'amar, hareini shochet et ha-pesach lishmo. I am going to sacrifice the korban pesach, leshem pesach, lizrok damo shelo lishmo. With the intent to sprinkle the blood l'shem shelamim. That's his kavanah. Now, the kamash ma'alan, and you know what the tradition of the Mishnah is? The mehashbin me'avodah le'avodah. And the chidush is that, yes, you're allowed or thinking during one service about another service has the ability to posel. Which is, you might come and argue and say, now listen, since I was there in Shechita, I don't care what the guy was thinking regarding Zirika at the time of Shechita. Kamash Olam, no. Even if you were thinking about a different service at the time of Shechita, that's considered a psul kavana. Which means to the extent, now even if you get to the Zirika and you do it L'Shem Pesach, you're over. Because you ruined it already. You already had kavanah at the time of the shechita that the zirikah is going to be shelo. Lishma, it already is pasul. Va'ainu ba'yad Rav Papa. The Gemara just says that was Rav Papa's question in Masechet Zevachim, right? Rav Papa had a question, do we say this or not? And here you clearly have a proof positive that you do say that from one service to another service, it can be posel. So basically, our Mishnah is telling us two different Hadushim. The first part of the Mishnah is telling us when a guy, let's say, had one kavanah in one service, let's say Lishma, and then the second service was Shelo Lishma, one out of the four even, you're pasul. You need all four Lishma. Second Hadush of the Mishnah, he was Lishma and Shelo Lishma, also in two services, but a little different. He was in two services, but the kavanah was done in the first service. For example, at Shechita, the guy was Lishma for Shechita, al menat lizrok shelo Lishma. And the Hadush is, even though you didn't get to the Zirikah yet, that kavanah of shelo Lishma is pasul already, kapos at the time of the Shechita itself. That's the Gemara. So back to square one, back to the Papa's question, what exactly is that case talking about? We thought to say it's talking about one, and we rejected it. The Gemara continues, Tashema, O shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul. Okay, that is the, actually, if we want to chart the Mishnah correctly, we should call that the third case of the Mishnah. Let's review. The first case was the case where one avodah was done lishma and one was done shelo lishma, meaning the shechita was done lishma and the kabbalah or the zirika etc. was done shelo lishma, and the hadush of the Mishnah is if one of the avodot were done b'shelo lishma it's pasul. The second case of the Mishnah was the case of lishma v'shelo lishma. And now we interpreted that case to mean, at this point, where it is, you did the shechita lishma with kavanah to do the zirika shelo lishma, and the hadush of the Mishnah is that even that is going to be pasul. Good. Now you have the third case of the Mishnah. The third case of the Mishnah was shelo lishma v'lishma. Okay? So the Gemara wants to analyze. What's the case? Gemara says, hechidameh. What's the case? Ine ma b'shtei avodot. If you're going to tell me that it's in two different avodot, meaning in one avodah it was shelo lishma, and then with the kavanah of another avodah lishma, well, hashta lishmo v'shelo lishmo amar pasul, shelo lishmo v'lishmo mebaya. If in the resha where you started lishma, it's pasul. Because sheken in the sefa where you started shelo lishma, all the more so to be pasul. So that cannot be the case. Oh, must be that the sefa is in one avodah. And what is the sefa telling us? That you were shelo lishma and lishma pasul. Now, I'll tell you what the hadush is right there. The hadush is going like Rabbi Yosef, and it's coming to tell me that even though you ended lishma, and Rabbi Yosef holds tfos leshon aharon, still pasul, because he says aft fos lashon acharon, but you also have to be tofes lashon rishon, and therefore lashon rishon was shelo lishma, so it's pasul. Umedesefa ba'avodahat, from the sefa avodahat, reshaname ba'avodahat. The reshal says also avodahat, meaning a case of lishma and shelo lishma, and that's just telling you straight to the biyoseh tfos lashon acharon. Hence the Mishnah is giving you a successive hadush. It's starting off to tell you the first case, lishma, shelo lishma, Rabbi Yosef, tfos lashon, acharon, therefore it was a shelo lishma, pasul. Second case, even when the lashon acharon was lishma, it is still pasul according to Rabbi Yosef, because he also tofes lashon, nishon. We have a beautiful understanding of the Mishnah. And therefore we answered the Papa's original question, it is indeed lashon, it is indeed avodaha. Kibra says la, no. Le'olam b'shtei avodot. Really, I'll tell you, the resha is like we learned it. It's talking about shtei avodot. Lishma in the shechita, with kavana in the zirika to do it, shelo lishma. Ubedinu delo tzarich le. Which means, really, once you're telling me that case, bedinu delo tzarich le, I don't need the sefa. which means I don't need the second case where you're telling me shelo lishma and then lishma. That's obvious. If in a case where you started lishma, it's pasul, all the more so shelo lishma. But you know what? The aidi detana lishmo v'shelo lishmo. But since already we said the first case where there is a chidush, what's the chidush? Like we said, two avodot. Even though you had one kavanah during the shina for a different avodah shelo lishma, that's the chidush that it's pasul. Tana name shelo lishmo v'lishmo. So then when we said the second case, derech agav, comes the Gemara and brings another tashema. Tashema. Proof to, again, the same concept, to try to show us that it is indeed avodah achat. And the statement is, shechato shelo le'ochlav. Now we know, let's just review some of the laws of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was brought in groups. You had minuyav. Everybody would have to join a group. And at the time of the shechita, of course, you had kabanah for the members of the group. Now, in the event, let's say you had some members of the group that were either zakenim or cholim. Now, a zaken or chole cannot eat the Korban Pesach. They are called shelo le'ochlav, which means they are non-eaters. So the Mishnah says, if a person made the shechita of the Korban Pesach, and at the time that it's making the shechita of the Korban Pesach, it's shachato shelo le'ochlav. Your kavanah was for the non-eaters of the group. That she says, if you look at the 1, 2, 3, 4th line of Rashi, Shelo le'ochlav, le'chole ul'zaken. Right? To either a sick man or an old man. She'en yucholim le'chol kazayit. Ve'en bo minuim ahirim elahen. Which means these were the only guys that were in the group. So the guy had kavanah, he's not out of the group. It's for the, so the people in the group, the only problem is these guys in the group, they're not able to eat. So what is the deen? Shachato sholecha v'shelo limnuyav. Or for that matter, that she says, shelo limnuyav. Oh, let's just read the Rashi before that, please. Pasul. Why is it pasul? De'ish lefi ochlo ketiv hara'uy le'echol. The kavanah is only for the people that are eaters. But if you have kavanah for a guy that's a non-eater, the korban is pasul. Next Rashi, shelo limnuyav. Nimnu alav habura zu v'shachatu l'shem habura acheret. When the guy slaughtered the korban, he had kavanah for a, he's part of one group, but he had kavanah for a different group. La'arelim, or let's say he had kavanah at the time of the shachita for an arel. Arel is a Jew that is not circumcised. Now the Mefarshim explain over here that he's not circumcised for a good reason, because two of his brothers were circumcised and they died as a result of the Brit Milah. Could be they had the hemophilia, so they don't clot. So therefore this guy is called an arel. But what? No, he cannot eat Korban Pesach. Even though he's not making an avon by being an arel, but he cannot eat Korban Pesach. So if the guy, when he made Shaita, did it for the arel, it is going to, it's going to be posel the Korban. Vilit me'in, or for that matter, a tameh is asud to eat kadashim. Right, the asud is karet. So therefore it says pasul. So now the Gemara analyzes this case. Now incidentally, this case is the sefa of our Mishnah. Meaning, the next Mishnah talks about, is exactly these words. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hacha peshita ba'avoda achat. For sure, in this case, it's talking about avodah achat, because it's only talking about one kavanah. Mm-hmm. Which you were talking about a guy, he had kavanah not for the eaters, or not for the, or for the a guy that was tameh. It's one kavanah he's having. It's not like our Mishnah where it's a lishma and a shelo lishma where you can debate, is it one avodah, is it two avodah. There, the guy's having one kavanah, certainly it is in one avodah. Right? For example, in the shechita, he's having kavanah when he's slaughtering it for the non-eaters, or for the guy that is an arel. That's clearly one avodah. So the Gemara says, "Umedesefa ba'avodah achat v'shanami ba'avodah achat." We have a simple proof from the fact that the sefa of our Mishnah, which is this case, is referring to one avodah, must be the resha, which is our Mishnah, is also avodah achat. Is there a connection between them? Really not, and that's the Gemara's disproof. The Gemara says, "Midi idiya." What's the comparison? Because the sefa is to one avodah achat, means the resha is to one avodah achat.
Ha-kedi-ita.
This is this law like itself, and this is a law like itself, which means that the two are not comparable, where you're forced to say that one has to be like the other. I can tell you, each law is according to its own deen.
And what? Sefa ba'avodah achat, resha I ba'avodah achat, I b'shtei avodot.
The sefa is definitely ba'avodah achat, because it can only be ba'avodah achat. You guys only have one kavanah. Mashenkin the resha, where it's a lishma, shelo lishma, we're back to the safek. Is it one avodah, is it two avodah? So we're back to the original question. So comes the Gemara now, brings an additional ra'aya. Tashema.
Now, the upcoming Mishnah gives the following scenario.
Le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav kashir. The guy was making shechitan the Korban Pesach. He did it with dual kavana. For the eaters, people that are able to eat. V'shelo le'ochlav, for the non-eaters. Dual kavana. The din of the Mishnah is kashir. It is indeed kashir.
Comes the Gemara and analyzes.
Hechi dameh. What's the case?
Inema b'shtei avodot.
If you're telling me what? That it's in two different avodot, meaning in the shechita he had kavana for the eaters, in the zirika he had kavana, let's say, for the non-eaters.
V'ta'ama dehashiv bizrika de'en machshevet ochlin bizrika.
And the reason why it's okay is because the deen of having kavana for eaters is only necessary by the shechita. By any other of the avodot, you don't need kavana for ochlin. And therefore, so long as the guy by the shechita had the right kavana, I don't care if he messed up later on with the kavana shelo le'ochlav, because the pasuk says, tachosu alaseh, which means at the time of the shechita of the seh, it has to be l'shem ochlin. Any other time, it's okay. That's why the din is going to be kasher.
Ha ba'avodah achat,
or implying that what? That if it was ba'avodah achat, kegon,
b'shchita demehenya b'machshavat ochlim,
pasul. Mashma what? That if he did it in the same avodah of shechita, meaning he had a dual kavana, achila le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav, it would be pasul. Let's get that thought process again. The Gemara is just trying to narrow down the case before we bring a proof to what we're trying to talk about. The Gemara is just trying to say like this. We know the deen already. Ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav kashir. Obviously, I had two kavanot. So we want to know, how do you have two kavanot? If it's in two avodot, well, we understand why it's kashir. Because, let's say you had kavanot during the shechita le'ochlav, where it counts. That's where you need shechita le'ochlav. And then in the zirikah v'shelo le'ochlav, very good. That's why it's kasher. Because in the zirika you don't have to have a kavanah for the ochlav. Even if it's shelo le'ochlav, kasher. Beautiful. Implying, here's the key, implying that if it was all in the shechita, this kavanah, meaning at the time of the shechita, le'ochlav is shelo le'ochlav, it would indeed be pasul. Continue.
Va'kaimalan.
But what do you mean? How could that be? Because we know the halakha is
niksat ochlim lo pasla.
Which means so long as you have kavana for some of the eaters, even though you have kavana shelo le'ochlav, it's kashir. And I'll give you the logic. Because you got to slaughter the animal. And even if there's one guy that's eating in there, you still got to slaughter the animal for that guy. So therefore, once I have kavana for the ochlim, finished. So that shechita now is kesherah. It doesn't matter if I mitzaref a shelo le'ochlav in there. Because bottom line, the shechita needed to be done for that one guy anyway. Look at the bottom lashi.
Miksat ochlin. Kegon hacha dinimnu bo re'uyin le'chol. V'shachatu l'shem kulan.
Right? You had eaters and non-eaters. And there the guy's kavanah was for everybody. It's kasher. Why?
Da kula shechita nameh mishub ochlin silicha.
Which means the whole shechita has to be done for the eaters as well. I mean, you can't split a shechita. So you have to say that the time that he made the whole shechita, it is for the eaters as well. So therefore, what are we proving over here? We're showing you that what? That you must say that what? You cannot tell me that the case is talking about where you did the shechita l'shem ochlim, and you did the zirika shelo l'shem ochlim, because the implication would be that if you did it in the shechita itself, it would be pasul, and that's not so. Because if in the shechita you had dul kavara, it's kasher. Ela lav, we turn the daf, ba'avodah achat. The Hadush is teaching you that even in avodah achat, it is kasher. Oh, umedesefa ba'avodah achat, reshaname ba'avodah achat. Once the sefa of this mishnah is talking about avodah achat, the resha also, meaning in the case of lishma and shelo lishma, also must be talking about avodah achat. And what's the Gemara's answer going to be? What's the connection? Midi iria. Is there a connection? Ha kedita, veha kedita. Each case will be according to its law. Sefa ba'avodah achat, v'resha I ba'avodah achat, o b'shteh avodot. So basically, the Gemara does not resolve this question. This question of Rav Papa remains unresolved. The Gemara goes on to an Ibayilu, another question. So therefore, Rav Papa's Shela is, are we talking about one avodah or not? The Gemara tried to bring three proofs, but each proof was rejected. And the Gemara continues, Ibaya Lehum. The Gemara has a question. Pesach Sheshechato Bishar Yemot Hashana. We're talking about an animal that was designated for the Korban Pesach, and it was slaughtered Bishar Yemot Hashana, not on Erev Pesach when it's supposed to be slaughtered. It was slaughtered earlier during the year. Lishmo. And the fellow's kavanah at the time that he was slaughtering it was l'shem Pesach, v'shelo l'shmo. And he had a second kavanah as well, shelo l'shmo, meaning he had in mind to slaughter it for the sake of a korban shelamim. Now let's just review some of these laws. If indeed the fellow before Pesach only had a kavanah for the sake of Pesach, that's the l'shmo kavanah. The reason why that's called Lishmo, because he designated it for Pesach, therefore the Lishmo would be Lishem Pesach, then already the Korban is invalid, obviously, because it's not Pesach. It's not Erev Pesach either. It's out of its time. For that matter, if his only Kavanah was Shelo Lishma, meaning Lishem Shelamim, it would be considered a valid Korban, and he can bring it as a Korban Shelamim. That's Chidush in the sense that he designated it for Pesach, but since it's not Pesach and his Kavanah is Shelo Lishma, meaning Lishem Shelamim, it is valid. The question that we discuss here is, he had a dual Kavanah. He had a Kavanah Lishma, which invalidates, but he had a Kavanah Shelo Lishma, which is okay. So the question is it Kasher or not? Which Kavanah overrides? So the Gemara says, Mahu, what's the deen? Mi ateh Shelo Lishma. Does the Kavanah of Shelo Lishmo come umapikle mide Lishmo and remove him from the Kavanah of Lishmo? Meaning, does the Kavanah of Shelamim override the Kavanah of Pesach umakshirle, and therefore the Korban will be kasher? Olo, or do you say no? So that's really the Sheila of the Gemara, the dual Kavanah. On a korban that was designated for Pesach, that's being brought way before Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Ki ata Ravdimi." When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, "Amirta l'shmata kamed Rav Yirmiya." I said the following logic to answer this question. I said it in front of Rav Yirmiya. What was the logic? Ho'il v'lishmo makshiro bizmano. Fact number one. Kavana of lishma is makshir a korban Pesach in its time. Very simply. Person designated a korban Pesach. It's the 14th of Nisan. It's zmano. And its kavana is what? Leshem Pesach. So leshem Pesach bizmano validates the korban for a Pesach. That's fact number one. V'shelo lishmo makshiro shelo bizmano. And a kavanah of shelo lishma, meaning l'shem shelamim, validates the korban before Pesach, in the middle of the year. Example, a fellow designated a korban Pesach. in the middle of the year, he then brings it to the Beit HaMikdash with kavana shelo lishma, meaning for kavana l'shem shelamim, it's kasher. So those are the two postulates that the Gemara sets up the following equation. Again, kavana lishma works bizmano, kavana shelo lishma works shelo bizmano. Now the Gemara draws the corollary and says, ma lishmo hamakshiro bizmano, en motzi'o mide shelo lishmo. If a person would have a dual kavana at the time that he's bringing the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, if he would have a kavana lishma and shelo lishma, the lishmo is not strong enough to undo the shelo lishma, and therefore the Korban is invalid. So too, the kavana of shelo lishma that alone is kasher outside of its time, en motzi'o mide lishmo, will not be able to take it out of the kavana of lishma, and therefore upasul. Which basically what Rav Dimi was saying was that they're equal. Lishmo and shelo lishmo are on equal footing. And therefore, I repeat, just like on Erev Pesach, where you need kavana lishma, where he had kavana lishma, but he also had kavana shelo lishma, the korban is invalid, because the shelo lishma kavana is not erased by the kavana of lishma. So too, when it's shelo bizmano, where the kavana of shelo lishma is kasher, but if you're going to have a lishma kavana, it'll also have the ability to ruin it for you, and therefore the Qur'an will also be pasul. Meaning, shelo lishma and lishma are equal, meaning they could posel each other. That just like on Erev Pesach, a shelo lishma ruins, so too, before, in the middle of the year, a lishma kavana will also be posel. So that was his logic. That while they are kasher on their own, but when they are combined, the kavanot, they ruin each other respectively. Ve'amarli, so when Rav Dimi told us to Rav Yirmiyah argued and said, no, lo, it's not so. Im amart b'shelo lishmo, I'll explain to you why the shelo lishmo kavana is strong, and it can override even the lishma. Which means your premise that they're equal is not so. Shelo lishmo kavana is a stronger intent than the lishma kavana. Why? Sheken noheg bechol hazebachim. Shelo lishma kavana has application by every korban. I'll give you an example. By every korban. By korban Pesach, a shelo lishma kavana, meaning if a person goes on Erev Pesach, with the Korban Pesach, he doesn't have Kavanah for the Pesach. So it's invalid at all, it's no good. For that matter, if he goes with the Korban Chatat, and he has a Shelo Lishma, not for the Korban Chatat, invalid. Every other Korban, Shelo Lishma, also has ramifications. For example, by a Korban Shelamim, if a person brings a Shelo Lishma, meaning for a different Korban, Halakha says he can bring that Korban on the Mizbeach, meaning it's still valid to go on the Mizbeach, but it doesn't count to fulfill his obligation. So therefore, shelo lishma is a very strong kavana in the sense it impacts every type of korban. Tomar b'lishmo, but the case of lishmo, sheken enu noheg b'chol hazebachim ela b'pesach b'lvad. Which means lishmo only is posel korban pesach. Which is normally when you have lishmo, lishmo is usually a kasher factor. When you have kavana lishma. The only korban that lishma is posel is korban pesach, meaning if a person during the year, right, designated a korban for Pesach and brought it to the Beit HaMikdash l'shem Pesach, when he brought lishma, it's pasul. So therefore, that type of lishma, that type of kavana is not as strong as the shelo lishma. Therefore, what was Rav Dimi trying to say? Your analogy is not correct. Therefore, on Erev Pesach, where the guy was lishmo and shelo lishma, the korban will be pasul. Because the shelo lishma can't trump the kavanah of lishma. Because the shelo lishma kavanah is a stronger kavanah. Masha'enkin, unlike when a person comes during the middle of the year, right? And he also has a kavanah shelo lishma. And during the year, shelo lishma kavanah,
by this korban is really good. So it'll also trump the kavanah of lishma, and therefore it will be kasher. Therefore, it's not on equal footing like you wanted to make your mamatzinu, Rav Dimi. You wanted to say, shelo lishma, lishma. It's the same thing. Just like this is posel over here, this will be posel over there. No! He's coming to tell you that shelo lishma kavana, since it has greater application, is stronger than a lishma kavana. Lishma only has impact by a korban pesach that's able to be poseled. But she'enkin shelo lishma kavana has ramifications by all the korbanot. Therefore, I repeat again. Therefore, by erev pesach, we have a lishma and a shelo lishma. The shelo lishma will trump the lishma. Therefore, pasul. But she'enkin during the year where a person designated a korban for pesach and he had a kavana lishmo. And a shelo lishma, the shelo lishma will be stronger. And if you can bring it for a korban, shelamim. That was his negation of the proof. Mm-hmm. So now the Gemara asks, my havi ana, what's the halakha? Rav Dimi tried to bring the proof, Rav Yirmiya rejected it. What is the halakha regarding this case?
Amar Rava, pesach sheshachato b'shar yimot ha-shana lishmo v'shelo lishmo, kasher.
Also, Rava comes out with his halakha, and incidentally, that is going to be the conclusion of Rava's shita. It is indeed kasher. Now he offers a logic.
Deha setamo lishmo kae.
A person designates a korban for pesach. Let's say when he was slaughtering it, he wasn't thinking anything. Stam kavana is what? It's for pesach. Since you designated it for Pesach, stam off the bat, it's kavana is what? Lishma. Good? Now let's speak this outside, then we'll read it inside. So you have an animal that's in front of you. Off the bat, it's considered already. When you're going to slaughter it, it's lishma. It's stam is lishma. Now, let's say the guy has a kavanah when he's slaughtering it. During the year, this is before Erev Pesach. His kavanah is shelo lishma. Meaning l'shem shelamim. The din is what? Kasher. Why? Because l'shem shelamim is okay. That's his only kavanah that he had. But if you think about it, it's really not the only thing. Because stamah is lishma. So you have a lishma plus a shelo lishma working in his kavanah. And we're saying it's kasher. So from that we can deduce that if the person comes explicitly and also says lishmo and shelo lishma, it should also be kasher. Just like when a person comes solely shelo lishma, it's kasher, but there's a lishma there as well. The stama is lishma. And you say it's kasher for a shilamim, so there should be no difference when he explicitly says, I'm doing it lishmo and shelo lishmo. So that's Rava's proof that it should be kasher. And I read it inside. Das tamo lishmo. Ka'eh.
Va'afilu hacheh. And even so, ki shahit le shelo lishmo.
When he has the covenant of shelo lishmo, kasher. Alma, what do you see?
Ate shelo lishmo o mapik le midi lishmo.
That the shelo lishmo kabana can trump and override even the lishma of the animal. And therefore, ki shahit namel lishma v'shelo lishma. When he's explicitly making the shahita with both kavanot, atesh shelo lishma mapik le midi lishma. So Rava's rule basically is, the shelo lishma is stronger.
Overrides it.
It overrides the lishma. Just like it overrides it in the stam, right? When it's there automatically, it overrides it as well when you explicitly say it.
Amar le Rava Dabar Hava le Rava. So Rava Dabar Hava tells Rava, no. Dilma shani hecha de amar mehecha de lo amar.
You can argue and say maybe there's a difference from where you said it and where you didn't say it. Meaning, maybe a shelo lishma kavana can trump and override a stam. But where you said it, you said lishma, shelo lishma, maybe the shelo lishma doesn't override in that case. I mean, if you want to mehalek, you can mehalek. Now, not only does he offer the schiluk, but he offers an example where you see there is indeed a difference between stam and where you verbalize it. What's his proof?
Deha le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav kasher.
We know if a person slaughters a korban pesach, and he has a dul kavana. His kavana is for eaters and non-eaters. Meaning, let's say in the group you have zekenim, old people that can't eat the korban, or cholim. Now, Normally the halacha says, if you only had kavanah for those guys that were part of the group, I mean, let's say the whole group is made up of these people. Right? So your kavanah was for zikinim and holim. The deen is what? It's no good. Because you didn't have kavanah for any eaters. It's all for people that cannot eat. But let's say you had a group of zikinim and holim and others that are able to eat. And you had a dual kavanah. Le'ochlav, v'shelo le'ochlav. The deen is what? Kasher. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Right? We just said, if a person only has kavanah shelo le'ochlav, the Quran is pasul. Now, let's figure this out on our own. Stam, when you have a Qurban, Pesach, the stam is what? Le'ochlav. Obviously, the Qurban Pesach is there for eating. So stam kavanah without thinking of anything, it's le'ochlav. When a person comes along and now has a kavanah shelo le'ochlav alone, what's the deen? Shelo le'ochlav is pasul. So what do you see over here? Even though there's a stam kavanah ochlav over there, right? When you do it shelo le'ochlav, the shelo le'ochlav is going to override the stam. However, where he explicitly says le'ochlav and shelo le'ochlav, then the shelo le'ochlav does not override. So you see, he proves his point. You see, there's a difference between a stam that can be overridden, mashe'ekin and explicit cannot. So the same thing by the Korban Pesach. That what? Maybe a shelo lishma can override a stam lishma, but a shelo lishma cannot override an explicit lishma. That's the challenge that he asked. Let's read that inside. Ve'amai. Hai stama le'ochlav ka'e. Ela shani hecha de'amar mehecha de'lo amar. By the case of ochlav and shelo le'ochlav, obviously there's a difference where your kavanah was shelo le'ochlav alone. That will override the stam of ochlav, therefore the Quran will be pasul. Masha'enkin, where you said ochlav and shelo le'ochlav, then the shelo le'ochlav will override, because you said it explicitly. Ha'achin ha'mesotu by Quran Pesach, shani hecha da'amar mecha de'lo amar. So that was the question that they posed on Rabbah. Amar le, so Rabbah answers, midi idiya. Are the cases similar? Are the cases analogous? Bishlama hatam. Over there by Korban Pesach, by the Lishma. Kama delo akar le bishchita. Before you slaughter the animal, and before you had your kavanah of shelo lishma, before you overrided it with the kavanah of shelo lishma, stamev vaday lishmo kae. That stam is a strong stam because you designated the korban for korban pesach. That's a real stama lishma. Therefore, I can tell you like this. When you have a strong stam lishma, which means that's not going away, that stam is when you designated for Korban Pesach. And therefore what? When the fellow comes along and says a kavanah of shelo lishma, still we're saying it's kasher. Which means you see a shelo lishma can override a strong stam. So therefore, just like it can override a strong stam, it can also override if you actually verbalize lishmo and shelo lishma. Ela hacha stame le'ochlav ka'e. You're right, by the case of le'ochlav, it is a stam that it's for ochlav. However, dilma mimshechei hane ve'ate aharini u'mimni arlave. Those eaters are not guaranteed eaters, because the halakha says that until the korban is slaughtered, you're allowed to switch the eaters and get rid of those and put new guys in. So therefore the stam of ochlav is not a strong stam, because it can change. Ditnan, nimnin umoshchinit yedehem mimenu. New people can be chosen or pull out until it's slaughtered. So therefore Rava is defending his halakha. And he's saying like this, there's a difference between a strong stam and a weak stam. Meaning, by the case of a guy designated a korban, l'shem korban pesach, That's stam. If you just slaughter it without thinking of anything, stam al lishma. That's a fact. You can't change that. Once you designate something for Korban Pesach, that's unchangeable. That's called a strong stam. And if we're seeing that if a guy goes and his only kavana is what shelo lishma, this is way before Pesach, what's the din? It's kasher for a shelamim. So you see what? That a shelo lishma can override a strong stam. So just like it can override a strong stam, it can override also a verbal lishma. So therefore Rava says, kasher. Don't bring me a proof from the case of Ochlav. Because the case of Ochlav, yeah, stamat's the Ochlav. That's a quasi-stam, because it can change. That's why I'll tell you over there, when a guy says, I'm doing it shelo le'ochlav, I'll tell you, it's pasul. Because the shelo le'ochlav can override such a stam like that, because it is weak. And therefore, when you have kavanah, shelo le'ochlav is going to be, indeed, pasul. And therefore, however, when you verbalize it, meaning when it's ochlav and shelo le'ochlav, that'll be different. Then we'll say the kavanah is le'ochlav, it'll be kasher. So therefore you cannot bring me a question from the case of that stama. Last time, and then we'll conclude our shi'ud. What Rava was trying to say is it is kasher. Right? And he brought a proof. He wanted to say, hey, you see that what? You see the shelo le'ochlav can override the stam. It can override the stam, it can override verbal. What's the difference? They challenged him and said, no, what do you mean, what's the difference? Maybe there's a difference between overriding a stam and overriding verbal. Maybe verbal is stronger. Hadaya, you see by the kavanah of ochlav and non-ochlav, verbal is stronger than the stam. So, yeah, the answer Rava says, because that stam is weak.
Don't do that.
That stam is weak. That's why there's a difference. But the stam by lishma is like verbal. Because it's a strong stam. So if you can override the stam, you can override the verbal. Rava concludes, halakha l'maaseh, if a person went way before Pesach, with the korban that was designated for Pesach, with dual kavanah, lishmo and shelo lishmo, it indeed will be kasher. Baruch Adonai le'olam.